Hello, priatelia! Hello, friends! Welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is Season 6 and Episode 10. Toto je sezóna 6 a epizóda 10. In today's episode, I'm talking about the astronaut Gene Cernan. In the Slovak lesson, you are going to learn new words from my dialogue. You will also learn how to say, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, in Slovak. At the end of this episode, you can find my dialogue about space and flying. Tak čo poviete? I say, poďme na to. Hello a vítajte. Hello and welcome again. I'm so glad to have you here. If this is the first time that you are here and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 6, so if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at bozenaslovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcasts. In the last episode, I told you about April being celebrated in Slovakia as the International Month of Forests. In April, exactly on April 12, Slovaks also celebrate Aviation and Astronautics Day. The day is a great opportunity to talk about the amazing achievements of aviation and space exploration and to inspire future generations to continue pushing the boundaries of what is possible. Last year, in the episode 10, I told you about the Czechoslovak and Slovak astronauts Vladimír Remek and Ivan Bella. Today I want to talk about the last man on the moon. Do you know who he is? Yes, you're right. Gene Cernan. Actually, in Slovak it would be Černan. Gene Cernan, full name Eugene Andrew Cernan, was an American astronaut, naval aviator, electrical engineer, aeronautical engineer, and fighter pilot who made significant contributions to the field of space exploration. He was born on March 14, 1934, in Chicago, Illinois. Cernan is considered to be one of NASA's most accomplished astronauts, leaving an inerasable mark on the history of space exploration. Fun fact. Did you know that Gene Cernan left his mark on the history of exploration by flying 3 times in space, twice to the moon? Cernan's journey into space began in 1963 when he was selected by NASA as an astronaut. His first spaceflight was on Gemini 9A in June 1966. During this mission, Cernan conducted a spacewalk, becoming the second American to walk in space. His exemplary performance earned him a spot on the Apollo program. Cernan's most notable achievement came during the Apollo 17 mission in December 1972, when he was the commander of the mission. Fun fact 2. Did you know that Cernan became the last person to set foot on the lunar surface? On December 14, 1972, Cernan descended the ladder of the lunar module and made his way to the moon's surface, leaving his mark as the last human on the moon. Let me explain a little bit. Cernan was a commander of the Apollo 17 mission, and as a commander, he was the last crew member to re-enter the lunar module. But just before the module was set to leave, Cernan dropped to one knee and etched his daughter's initials, TDC, on the moon's surface. That's really sweet, isn't it? And guess what? Because the moon has no wind or atmosphere, they will likely remain there forever. Cernan's final words as he climbed back into the lunar module, I quote, "We live as we came, and God willing, as we shall return with peace and hope for all mankind," unquote, marked the conclusion of the Apollo program. Before Apollo 17, Cernan had also flown on the Apollo 10 mission in May 1969, serving as the lunar module pilot. This mission was a crucial precursor to the historic Apollo 11 moon landing, testing the lunar module in lunar orbit without actually landing. Jean Cernan's contributions to space exploration extended beyond his time in space. His dedication to the advancement of human space exploration and his passion for inspiring future generations were evident in his post-NASA career. After leaving NASA in 1976, Cernan continued to promote space exploration, becoming a prominent advocate for the importance of human spaceflight. Cernan's remarkable career was acknowledged with numerous awards and honors, including the Navy Distinguished Flying Cross, the NASA Distinguished Service Medal, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His legacy continues to inspire those who dream of exploring the cosmos and stands as a testament to the achievements of humanity in space. Jean Cernan passed away on January 16, 2017, leaving behind a legacy that will forever be engraved on the annals of space exploration history. His contributions to the Apollo program and his role as the last man on the moon make him a celebrated figure in the realm of astronautics, symbolizing the highest level of human achievement in space exploration. Fun fact 3. Did you know that Jean Cernan was of Czech and Slovak heritage? His father was of Slovak origin and his mother was of Czech origin. It is well known that Jean Cernan was very proud of his ancestry. He visited Slovakia 3 times. In 1974, he asked the Czechoslovak government for permission to officially visit Czechoslovakia. He was denied an official visit, so he applied for journalistic accreditation in order to participate in the Incheba International Fair in Bratislava. While there, socialist state representatives refused to meet with him, but he met with the then director of the Astronomical Institute of the Czechoslovak Academy of Sciences, Dr. Luboš Perek. He handed him the Czechoslovak flag that was on board the America Command module during the Apollo 17 flight. In Slovakia, he was a guest of the Slovak Academy of Sciences in Bratislava and Smolenice. In a discussion with scientists from the fields of astronomy and geophysics, he informed them about the Apollo-Soyuz mission, a joint flight of American and Soviet cosmonauts in Apollo and Soyuz ships. And at that time, Cernan was in charge of preparing the joint flight in Moscow and decided that on the way from the Soviet Union, he would make an unofficial or tourist stop in the country of his ancestors. He said, "Som rád, že pochádzam z takéhoto krásneho prostredia, ako je Slovensko. Veľmi sa mi tu páči. Máte prekrásnu krajinu, vzdelaných a pracovitých ľudí, meaning. I'm glad that I come from such a beautiful environment as Slovakia. I really like it here. You have a beautiful country, educated and hardworking people. He also visited the birthplace of his grandparents, Vysoká nad Kysucou, and closest relatives from the extensive Chernians family. His visit in Slovakia was not widely reported because it did not suit the political system of the time. Communists simply didn't like that the achievements of American scientists and astronauts would be highlighted. In 1994, he visited Slovakia for the second time. At that time, President Michal Kovač awarded him the highest Slovak honor, the Order of the White Double Cross, as the first ever recipient, and also awarded him a commemorative medal of the Slovak Republic. Comenius University in Bratislava awarded him the title Doctor Honoris Causa. At that time, Cernan also visited Martin. He participated in the opening of the memorial room in Vysoká nad Kysucou. He became an honorary citizen of the city of Čadca, where on March 15, 2011, the permanent exhibition Man on the Moon was opened to the public in the Kysucké Museum. He also visited Kysucké Nové Mesto and Vychylovka. Then he traveled to Czech Republic together with the astronomer Jiří Grigar. He also visited the Czech Republic in 2001 and then again in 2004. In 2004, he also visited Bratislava. He opened the exhibition Man on the Moon at Bratislava Castle. He also had a meeting with the Slovak president Ivan Gašparovič, and the Slovak Technical University in Bratislava awarded him an honorary doctorate honoris causa. The next day, he visited the Academy of Sciences of the Czech Republic. All right, that's all I have about this extraordinary man. I think that Cernan's contributions to the Apollo program and his role as the last man on the moon make him a celebrated figure in the realm of astronautics, symbolizing the highest level of human achievement in space exploration. Now let's get to our Slovak lesson. Today you are going to learn some new words from my dialogue about space and flying. Tak poďme na to. Počúvajte a zopakujte. Number 1. Lietanie, meaning flying. Repeat, lietanie. One more time, lietanie. Number 2. Lietadlo, meaning a plane. Repeat, lietadlo. One more time, lietadlo. Number 3. Tlak vzduchu, meaning air pressure. Repeat, tlak vzduchu. One more time, tlak vzduchu. Number 4. Rôzne plyny, meaning various gases. Repeat, rôzne plyny. One more time, rôzne plyny. Number 5. Dusík, meaning nitrogen. Repeat, dusík. One more time, dusík. Number 6. Kyslík, meaning oxygen. Repeat, kyslík. One more time, kyslík. Number 7. Oxid uhličitý, meaning carbon dioxide. Repeat, oxid uhličitý. One more time. Oxid uhličitý. Number 8. Vesmír, meaning universe. Repeat, vesmír. One more time, vesmír. Number 9. Tajomstvo, meaning secret. Repeat, tajomstvo. One more time, tajomstvo. Number 10. Tajomstva vesmíru, meaning secrets of the universe. Repeat, tajomstva vesmíru. One more time. Tajomstva vesmíru. Number 11. Objavovanie, meaning exploring. Repeat, objavovanie. One more time. Objavovanie. Number 12. Raketa, meaning rocket. Repeat, raketa. One more time. Raketa. Number 13. Obežná dráha, meaning orbit. Actually, you can use the word orbit also in Slovak. Repeat. Obežná dráha. One more time. Obežná dráha. Number 14. Mesiac, meaning moon. Yes, it also means month, like January, February, month of January, month of February, and so on. Repeat, mesiac. One more time, mesiac. Number 15, hviezda, meaning star. Repeat, hviezda. One more time, hviezda. Number 16, galaxia, meaning galaxy. Repeat, galaxia. One more time, galaxia. And the phrase for today, number 17, držím ti palce, meaning I keep my fingers crossed for you. Repeat, držím ti palce. One more time, držím ti palce. All right, next is my dialogue between two friends who are talking about space and flying. Počúvajte. Dušan. Hej, Miro. Premýšľal si niekedy o tom, aké úžasné by bolo lietať? Miro. Áno, určite. Predstav si, znášať sa po oblohe ako vták. Dušan. Je šialené premýšľať o tom, ako môžu lietadla lietať však. Miro. No hej, sú také masívne a ťažké. Človek žasne, ako sa dokáže udržať vo vzduchu. Dušan. Je to všetko vďaka princípom aerodynamiky. Vedel si, že krídla lietadla vytvárajú vztlak zmenou tlaku vzduchu okolo nich? Miro. Netušil som. To je skvelé. A keď už hovoríme o vzduchu, vedel si, že vzduch, ktorý dýchame, sa skladá z rôznych plynov? Dušan. Áno, pamätám si, že som sa o tom učil na hodine fyziky. Dusík a kyslík tvoria väčšinu vzduchu, ktorý dýchame, no sú tu aj stopové plyny ako oxid uhličitý a helium. Miro. Presne tak, ale vieš, čo je ešte šialenejšie? rakety vo vesmíre.
Dušan.
Ach jaj, vesmír a tajomstvá, ktoré ukrýva. Objavovaním vesmíru sme ešte vždy len na začiatku.
Miro. No hej, vesmír je taký obrovský a zložitý. A tie miliardy hviezd a galaxií.
Dušan.
Úžasné. Nedbal by som sa tam pozrieť. Vesmír ma jednoducho fascinuje.
Miro. Tak sa staň astronautom. Potom ťa pošlu na obežnú dráhu okolo Zeme a možno aj na Mesiac.
Dušan.
Také jednoduché to zasa nie je, ale za pokus to stojí. Už som poslal prihlášku na Technickú univerzitu v Bratislave.
Miro. To je dobrý začiatok. Držím ti palce, aby ti všetko vyšlo tak, ako si želáš.
All right. Did you understand the most of it? If not, let's go back to the top, sentence by sentence with the translation.
Dušan.
Hej, Miro, premýšľal si niekedy o tom, aké úžasné by bolo lietať?
Meaning.
Hey, Miro, have you ever thought about how amazing it would be to fly?
Miro.
Áno, určite. Predstav si vznášať sa po oblohe ako vták.
Meaning.
Yes, for sure. Imagine soaring through the sky like a bird.
Dušan.
Je šialené premyšľať o tom, ako môžu lietadlá lietať, však.
Meaning.
It's crazy to think about how airplanes can fly, isn't it?
Miro.
No hej, sú také masívne a ťažké. Človek žasne, ako sa dokážu udržať vo vzduchu.
Meaning.
Well, yeah, they are so massive and heavy. One wonders how they can stay in the air.
Dušan.
Je to všetko vďaka princípom aerodynamiky. Vedel si, že krídla lietadla vytvárajú vztlak s zmenou tlaku vzduchu okolo nich?
Meaning.
It's all thanks to the principle of aerodynamics. Did you know that airplane wings create lift by changing the air pressure around them?
Miro.
Netušil som. To je skvelé. A keď už hovoríme o vzduchu, vedel si, že vzduch, ktorý dýchame, sa skladá z rôznych plynov?
Meaning.
I had no idea. That's great. And speaking of air, did you know that the air we breathe is made up of different gases?
Dušan.
Áno, pamätám si, že som sa o tom učil na hodine fyziky. Dusík a kyslík tvoria väčšinu vzduchu, ktorý dýchame. No, sú tu aj stopové plyny ako oxid uhličitý a helium.
Meaning?
Yes. I remember learning about it in physics class. Nitrogen and oxygen make up most of the air we breathe, but there are also trace gases like carbon dioxide and helium.
Miro.
Presne tak, ale vieš, čo je ešte šialenejšie? Rakety vo vesmíre.
Meaning.
Exactly. But you know what's even crazier? Rockets in space.
Dušan.
Ach jaj, vesmír a tajomstva, ktoré ukrýva. S objavovaním vesmíru sme ešte vždy len na začiatku.
Meaning.
Oh my. The universe and the secrets it hides. We are still only at the beginning of space exploration.
Miro.
No hej, vesmír je taký obrovský a zložitý. A tie miliardy hviezd a galaxií.
Meaning,
well, yeah, the universe is so vast and complex. And the billions of stars and galaxies.
Dušan.
Úžasné. Nedbal by som sa tam pozrieť. Vesmír ma jednoducho fascinuje.
Meaning,
amazing. I wouldn't be afraid to look there. The universe simply fascinates me.
Miro.
Tak sa staň kozmonautom. Potom ťa pošlu na obežnú dráhu okolo Zeme a možno aj na mesiac.
Meaning.
So become an astronaut. Then they sent you into orbit around the Earth and maybe even to the moon.
Dušan.
Také jednoduché to zasa nie je, ale za pokus to stojí. Už som poslal prihlášku na Technickú univerzitu v Bratislave.
Meaning.
It's not that simple, but it's worth a try. I have already sent an application to the Technical University in Bratislava.
Miro.
To je dobrý začiatok. Držím ti palce, aby ti všetko vyšlo tak, ako si želáš.
Meaning.
That's a good start. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that everything turns out as you wish.
All right, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozenaslovaks. Where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you and until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.